The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. I saw something on Facebook this morning that just broke my heart. I keep saying this and I mean it. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. You know, there's the censorship and all that, but then just the junk and the garbage that you see on Facebook as well. And yet, I love many aspects of it. I love communicating with you folks at the Bob Burney Live Facebook page, but I saw something on the page of one of my Facebook friends, and I'm not being melodramatic, I'm just being serious. It broke my heart, and I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But let's see, let me refresh my browser to see if anyone has joined Rick in Columbus in providing Bibles in Africa through the Bible League. I got to find the refresh button. Hang on. There it is. Let me see. No. Oh, that's disappointing. Now, we have met our goal. We have exceeded our goal. Praise God for that. In total, our goal was $12,000. $6,000 matching grant plus your $6,000 make $12,000. Our goal was $12,000. We're at over $14,000. So we have exceeded our goal, but not nearly as much as I hope and pray we can exceed it by, because this is not about reaching goals. It's about getting as many Bibles as possible into the hands of believers in Africa. $5 a piece. Well, that's not exactly true, because there is a matching grant. Every dollar you give will be doubled. 800 yes word. No, we're not going to spend the entire day on it. We did that yesterday, and it was a wonderful day, and I thank God for every one of you, but I really believe we can go much further. Who'll be next to call 800-YES-WORD? Only Rick in Columbus has called today. Tammy in Columbus is the only person to go online today at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. And praise God for Rick and Tammy, but who will join them? 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Every dollar you give will be doubled. Or go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on Bible League. I'm looking at Facebook this morning, and on one of my friends' page is a collage, if you will, of old signs that once appeared many years ago in America. And they're sad. Right at the top, "We serve whites only, no Spanish or Mexicans." Another one, "Help wanted, white only." Another one, "Imperial Laundry, we wash for white people only." Another one, "Christians only, Jews not served." Another one, "Japs, keep moving. This is a white man's neighborhood." Another one, "No dogs, no Negroes, no Mexicans." Another one, "Irish need not apply." And then another one, "Positively no beer sold to Indians." But here is the caption. This is what broke. Those signs break my heart, because there was a time when there were a lot of those signs around America. But here's what really broke my heart. The caption, "This is America." and my heart just sank. Because this is not America today. That is a lie. To say that those signs represent America today is to deny the incredible progress that we have made. Those signs are a slap in the face to the people who gave their lives in the civil rights movement in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and even in the 70s. That is a slap in the face to Martin Luther King Jr. and what he accomplished and others like him. This is America? No, it is not America. Praise God, it is not. Do we need to go further? Yes. Do we need to make more progress? Yes. But this is not America. And to put that on Facebook, how in the world does that help heal racial relations? How does that accomplish anything good, anything positive, to post that? These signs that were from the 40s, the 50s, maybe some of them the early 60s, but by the time we got to the 70s, you would not find any of those signs anywhere. Now, does that mean that racism was obliterated from America? No, it never will be because people are sinful. There will always be evil people. Always. We will never do away with them completely. But those signs have been obliterated, destroyed from the American conscience for at least 40 years. And I'll be honest with you, it made me angry. Because that kind of thing does nothing but sow dissent and discord and anger and bitterness. It accomplishes nothing positive. Well, but that's a part of our history. Yeah? And if someone had posted this same thing and said, this was America, let's continue going in a positive direction, I would be applauding it and saying, yeah, we better not forget that. But we better thank God that we're not there any longer. And then the comments underneath it on this person's page. Here's one person. Under this collage, now Trump and the Republicans are dragging America back to the bad old days. What an ignorant statement. I do not know of a single Republican, not one. Do they exist? Probably somewhere, someplace. I do not know of a single Republican that would stand for any of these signs. I do not know of a single Republican who would not wholeheartedly condemn these kinds of messages. I don't know of a one. And by the way, Donald Trump, love him or hate him, over and over and over and over again, condemned white supremacy and racism. I read the clips to you. I've done that many times. I've played the clips of Trump without any question, condemning. Now, Trump and the Republicans are dragging America back to the bad old days. Number one, he's not president anymore, okay? This was on my Facebook page. And it's disgusting. Well, Bob, the signs are disgusting. I've already said that. Yes, they are. They are absolutely disgusting. But praise God, we're not there anymore. And to drag us back to those days and imply that that is still America is, number one, a lie. And number two, it is a slap in the face to the civil rights workers who in many cases, gave their lives so that we would not live in that world today. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Mark this down, folks. The left and the mainstream media does not want the racial divide in America to be erased. They do not want to unite us. They want to divide us. Mark that down. They can scream and yell and shout all they want about conservatives being racist and white supremacists and Donald Trump was a white supremacist and Republicans are white supremacists. They can yell and scream all they want. But the left does not want to unite us. They want to keep us divided. That's why some of the most liberal leftist colleges and universities in America are having segregated graduations this year. They're taking us back to the days of segregation. It is not the right doing that. It is not conservatives and Republicans putting forth a separate but equal agenda, which we all thought was destroyed, separate but equal. The liberal left is bringing that back. Columbia University is having six separate graduations this year. Six. One for blacks, one for Latinos, one for the LGBTQ, one for the poor. At Columbia? Yeah. One for the six segregated graduations. University of California at Berkeley is having a black-only commencement service. Separate but equal. And then we've got this thing that happened down in Atlanta. Tragic thing. You've probably heard about it. A man goes into some massage parlors in Atlanta, primarily with Asian massage therapists. Primarily, not totally. And he opens fire. Eight people are dead. Six of them Asian, two are non-Asian. Immediately. Instantly, the news media and the Democrats said, white supremacy, he was a white supremacist. It's white supremacy. Did they have any proof? No. Did they have any evidence? No. The young man's name, Robert Aaron Long, 21 years old, went into these massage parlors and did something absolutely horrible. The news media in unison said, it's white supremacy. He was a white supremacist. Comedy Central host, you know what an authority Comedy Central is. Comedy Central host Trevor Noah said this week that George's spa mass murder was motivated by race. Yeah. On The Daily Show, he said this, and I quote, "What's been sad about the story is not just the loss of life, but all the auxiliary things that have been happening around the story. Like, one of the first things that's been most frustrating for me is seeing the shooter say, oh, it wasn't racism. Blank, 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 you, man. You killed six Asian people. You blank, blank, blanker. You are a white supremacist." Now, again, did he have any evidence? Did he have any proof of that? No. Major news media story. This guy blamed a specific race of people for his problems and then murdered them. If that's not racism, then the word has no meaning. Democratic leaders Democratic leaders, like Representative Adam Smith, Democrat from Washington, blamed, quote, white supremacy and racist rhetoric centered around COVID-19. And then he admitted, this is Representative Adam Smith, Democrat from Washington, although more information is still needed, he had no details, no proof whatsoever. Oh, and Barack Obama. Former President Barack Obama, the great uniter? Ha! Barack Obama weighed in, tweeting, the identity of the victims underscores an alarming rise in anti-Asian violence. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and a whole host of other Democrats said, we've got to stop this white supremacy. Now, what did the shooter say? They caught him alive. He has taken full responsibility. What did he say? He has a horrible sex addiction. He is addicted to porn and sex. He is mentally ill. He is mentally deranged. And in his mental state, his sex addiction told him, well, that's a massage parlor. There's sexual activity going on there. And if I kill those people, I won't be tempted any longer. A twisted mind of someone addicted to porn. Now, where is the outcry in the news media about porn? The shooter himself said, I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to sex. And I thought this would free me from my temptation and my addiction if I could kill some people that he thought were sex workers. Their race had nothing to do with it. And yet the news media is going crazy. White supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy. Nobody is saying, well, here is another tragedy brought about by porn. Here is another tragic result of porn addiction. Let's stomp out porn. Let's fight against porn. Look, it's taken more lives. No, 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 no. They make it racial because the liberal left wants to divide us. And they'll do it economically, and they will do it racially. That was a tragedy, a sad tragedy. 8 people lost their lives, but there is not one shred of evidence that race had anything to do with it. And yet, if you pull it up, any of the mainstream media will attribute it to white supremacy and racism. The mainstream media wants you to believe if you are white, you are a racist. If you are white, you are evil. What is the difference between that and saying because you are black, you are evil? Both of those sentiments themselves are evil.